I am an educator, a teacher. Like most Missouri teachers, I focus on students. Unlike most of them, I've been able to focus on 918,000 of our students as Commissioner of Education. It has been an opportunity that I will forever cherish. And I don't cry, so somebody has to stop me. Okay. But it has. It has been an opportunity that I will forever cherish. The job of commissioner in Missouri is traditionally not a political role. But at the moment, political forces are eclipsing educational decisions. And although I didn't come to Jefferson City to fight, I'm willing to fight for children and teachers. I began to work in the state education department about a dozen years ago, and in those early years, I learned much about the diversity of our state and the diversity of our schools. I became commissioner to help teachers be more effective, to make schools stronger. And while we have plenty of room for improvement, today in Missouri, teachers are more effective. Schools are stronger. Public education matters. Every child matters. Rich or poor, urban, suburban, or rural, those who easily excel and those who have disabilities. If we operate strong public schools, we produce a stronger Missouri, a state with higher achievement, with more talented workers, with better neighbors, and lower crime. Missouri is my home. It's a great state because it has amazing and compassionate people. And our schools are the soul of our state. I'm proud of the thousands of Missourians, educators, community leaders, parents, legislators, who have come together in the past few weeks in support of public education and Missouri's children. Your voices were heard. If you visit schools across the state as I have, you'll see teachers enthusiastically challenging the status quo and finding innovative ways to help students learn. In the past few years, we've had a strong debates in Missouri. We've set rigorous standards for learning. We've built new tests to measure progress. We've set stronger requirements for teachers, and we've held each other accountable. But in doing so, I think we've done it in a way that has inspired a newfound passion for learning. And I really, it's just so overwhelming to me to see so many educators in this room, and I thank you for that. I've also witnessed in our schools and communities mourn the deaths of students and teachers and watched them rebuild after tornadoes and floods and feed our hungry families. And our resiliency inspires me. And while I'm sad to leave a job that I wasn't ready to leave, I know Missouri will stay strong in its commitment to our children. I want to thank the State Board of Education, particularly these three gentlemen beside me, for the vision that the State Board of Education has set on ensuring better opportunities for children across our state. And I certainly want to thank the tireless colleagues at the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. You worked every day for students, and you had my back. I met and worked with thousands of people across the state and beyond. You taught me, inspired me, and worked so very hard for students in your communities, and I thank you. I am proud of what we have collectively achieved. I'm leaving the office in good shape so the next commissioner can achieve even more for Missouri students. Thank you so much. And this isn't all my remarks, but I do want to add one more thing. Please let today's story be about Normandy. It's a great celebration. It shows exactly what people have done to come together throughout our communities for the betterment of kids. And the stories are countless on how districts have worked together, the region has worked together to support our children and to provide better opportunities. So if I had to go out on a day, this is a good one to go out on. Thank you.